Good morning, family. Looks a little bare up here. Doug has his napping couch back, though, right? Something like that. I want to make mention before we get started that Jose and Lisa Anaya have decided to be part of our family. So if you don't know Jose and Lisa, would y'all please just stand up so everybody can see you? They're right back over this direction. So, okay, thank you very much. And Victoria, Abigail, and Uriah. And so thank y'all for your commitment to this family, to this church family. And so excited about what God will do through you guys. You're not just to warm a pew or to fill a spot, but you're to be a part of God's ministry in this community. So we're very thankful for you guys. And so let's take just a moment to praise God and to give thanks for Him and who He is, and for the Anayas coming our way, what He will be doing through them. Father, for all that You always give, for all that You always bless, for all that You always sustain, we give thanks. We thank You, Father, because You are holy. You are righteous. Father, thank You for Jose and Lisa, and I pray through Your name and through Your power and through Your ability and through Your blessing that You will integrate them into this family to be part of us, Father, so much as it is if they never were not a part of us. Father, do good things. The kiddos, Father, we pray that You would bless Victoria and Abigail and Uriah. And Father, use this family, use this church body to raise them, to help raise them in Your name, to help raise them in Your kingdom. Father, thank You for this moment. Thank You for worship. Thank You for Your presence with us in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. All right. Let me get started here. Let's just stop. Okay? Can we be honest and just stop some stuff? Just stop doing some things. I mean, there's just some things that, as a body of believers, that we have to stop doing. If we're going to be God's people in 2019, we've got to stop. We've got to put an end to some things that we're doing in order to be who God wants us to be. And that's what this is about this morning. And you're thinking, stop what? Well, we're fixing to talk about it. The first thing that I want to suggest as we launch into a new year is not resolutions, because we all know those stop. By the way, I'm on day 4 of a healthier lifestyle. That's almost a record, folks. All right? Because resolutions tend to just fall flat, right? So that's why we're stopping some things. And so this morning, what I want to suggest is that the first thing that maybe we need to stop in the year 2019 is to stop not praying so much. Does that make sense? To stop not talking to God so much. Oh, we get busy, don't we? And we're so busy sometimes, and by the time we get to the end of the day, we praise the Lord because we didn't murder the kids today, and they're driving us nuts, and the work drove me nuts, and I can't stand the people I work with, and I just got through the day, and I fall asleep exhausted. And we tend to go day after day after day without spending any quality time. Now, I'm not talking about time at the table, although those prayers are important. And I'm not talking about prayers here at the church building when we gather together. Those are important. But I'm talking about quality time with You and with God. It's how we receive. Matthew chapter 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened to you. It's how we get from God. It's how we get blessings. It's how we get things. It's how we get health. It's how we get... I mean, just ask Alan Warboys about prayer, right, brother? Amen. It's how we get our life back. We need to quit not praying so much to God. Quit not asking God for things in your life, for to help you to be better, to feel better, to do better, to have the things that you need. Don't stop. I mean, stop not asking God for these things. It's how we find rest. Luke chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." It was good enough for our Savior. It has to be good enough for us. It's how you find peace. It's how you find rest. I still maintain the greatest sleep help is prayer. Every time when I pray, when I'm laying down, I fall asleep. Every single time. Now sometimes I toss and turn because I'd rather think about things. I'd rather try to solve things myself. I'd rather try to get to the end and the solution without God. But then when I pray, I tend to fall asleep. And when I was little, I used to fall asleep and I'd wake up and I'd say, "In Jesus' name, amen," because I didn't think God heard my prayer if that didn't happen. But truth be told, God would love nothing better for you to fall asleep in Him, in prayer. It's where we find peace and rest. I mean, God's not your spouse that's going to smart off to you, okay? He's not your kids, your teenager that's going to roll his eyes at you. God is a God who listens, and God is a God who gives rest. It's how we become closer. It's a relationship builder with God. It's how we seek. A person on the PowerPoint back there is wondering, where in the world is he going? It's how we seek Him. It's how you find God. Not just in the Scriptures. How important that is. We find God in moments of silence, in moments of prayer. And sometimes prayer is listening for God. Have you ever thought about that? Sometimes prayer is going to a quiet place, if it's a closet, if it's a study room where nobody else is, or if it's 5 o'clock in the morning because the kids aren't up screaming and running and crying and pooping diapers and all that wonderful thing. Can you say pooping diapers from the pulpit, Doug? Okay. Maybe it's that quiet time that you go and simply shut your flapper and listen for God. Listen for Him to speak to you. It's how we seek. It's how we become closer. All right, so we're going to stop not praying so much, all right? We're going to stop not reading the Word so much. We want to become God's people. We're going to stop not reading His Word so much. It's where we get our faith, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. Some of your versions will say the Word of God. It's where we get who we are. It is our faith builder. So if you're having struggles with your faith, maybe you're having struggles reading the Word of God, because that's where we get the faith that we have from. It's where we learn about God. You can't learn about God by being on your phone playing Candy Crush. Whoever plays that game, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because my wife does. But you can't learn from God like that. You learn from Him in His Word when you read around the table at home before supper. When you read at night with your children, they hear God and they hear His Word and they learn about Him. It's where we build our foundation. Remember the wise and the foolish builders? Now, the difference in the wise and the foolish builder in Matthew chapter 7 was the fact whether they listened to, or they heard, whether they did what they heard or not. But the Bible's where our foundation is. And if your foundation is not in the Bible, then you're wishy-washy. If your children's faith is not found on the Word of God, then when they leave you, their faith is wishy-washy. We need to stop not reading the Bible so much at home. We need God's Word. It's where we find light. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Amy Grant did not come up with that song. God came up with that. It's the light that we see in darkness. In a crazy world that we don't know where to go. It's a light that leads us in the right path. Because if you've lived in this world very long, you know this world won't lead you down the right path all the time. It's where we find our hope. These passages are not up there. They're on the outline back there. Psalm 25, verse 21. Says, may integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 31 and 24. Psalm 62 and 5 says, yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. If your hope is in this world, then your hope will fail. Amen? How many times have people let you down in this world? How many times have you tried to make things right and yet you didn't make it yourself? We find hope in God's Word. We find hope that when we leave this world, we find hope that when George and when Suzanne left us this last couple of weeks, that they are with God. We find hope that we don't have to live in this world, that you don't have to have the aches and the pains. And as I get older, you know, I'm 45, I'll be 46 this year. I consider myself getting older, you know. I don't bounce back like I used to anymore. I can't do the things I used to do without aching the next day. The Bible tells me that I'll receive a new body, that I'll be with Him, and that we don't have to worry about this world that is filled with sin any longer. My hope comes from Him, and He comes to me through the Word. We're going to stop not reading the Word so much together this year. Maybe the greater thing, but not greater, is we're going to stop not being intentional so much. How many days, we talked in class this morning, do you get through a day, or a week, or a month, or two, three, and you found yourself not being very intentional about your life, about what happens? You see, intentional, when we're intentional, it's when we move forward. It's when we go from this point to this point. Because we, on purpose, said, me and my family, we will take a step forward. I will take a step forward. I will be intentional about worship. And when it comes time to worship, I'm going to be there. And when it comes time to pray, I'm going to pray. When it comes time to be in the Word, I'm going to be in the Word. And when it comes time to help my family, to help my neighbors, to help my parents, I'm going to do it. I'm going to move forward. But only when we're intentional. It's when we learn new things. Oh, wow. New is not always something that is well received. We don't like to change, do we? We don't always like something that is new. If you go to Cracker Barrel and don't order chicken and dumplings, there is something wrong with you. All right? There's some amens. They're nodding some heads. I don't order anything else. I did one time and I went back the next time. We learn new things when we're intentional, because our eyes are open. And we're seeing what God is doing in our lives and through us. So we're going to stop not being so intentional this year. It's when we grow closer. It's when we grow together. One of my favorite times is when I spend time intentionally with my daughters. I don't know what it does for them. Makes me closer to them. We hunted Pecos Valley diamonds the other day. Let me tell you, that was an experience. And we didn't find any snakes, which was a good thing. But we grew closer. One of my children actually was scared to death that we would find a snake, and actually froze at one point, and I won't say which one. But we grew closer that day, for she stayed right on my heels. When I take Sabrina to basketball practice at 6 in the morning, We don't play the radio. We're not on our phones. Because we're intentional about talking about the day. You see, intentional, when we're intentional, we grow closer. And that's when we defeat the enemy. You see, Satan loves it when we're idle. Satan loves it when we're not intentional. When you go through this year, if you go through this year and you're not intentional about your worship and your prayer life and you're reading the scriptures and you're helping your family and you're helping your neighbor and you're helping yourself, Satan loves that. Matter of fact, you can come to worship 52 weeks out of the year. If you're not intentional about your life, he's okay with that. Because he wins when we're not intentional. He wins when we don't intentionally walk towards God. And so with that, we will strive to pray, strive to read, strive to be more intentional about our lives in God. But here's the kicker. Here's one of the neat things that we will do. Because it's really easy to say that. It's really easy to say, do this or do that. But sometimes it's hard to do it. And I'm just like, preacher, you don't understand. You're up there and you're in your little tie and suit. And you're telling me to be all intentional, telling me to pray more. And I'm struggling. I'm frustrated with my life, with my kids, with my wife, with my husband. You want me to be intentional? How do I do that? Let me tell you something that's been going on for the last 4 or 5 months. Number one, there's been a lot of praying that's been going on. And number two, there's been a ministry that we will launch today. That is entitled, if I have this right, that is entitled Home Point Ministry. The sign says Building Stronger Families. What we as a ministry staff and as your shepherds, as your elders, want you to know is that as a church family, we want to be able to empower you to be able to pray more, to read more, to study more, to be more intentional as individuals and as families. And so we start this ministry, we launch this ministry tonight. Now this, what is behind me, is right outside the doors. If some of you came in and you saw the curtain, it's down and it's available and ready. So I want to talk about it just for a moment. And so if you're listening on the radio, just bear with us. And hopefully if you can make it in sometime, make it in to see our Home Point Center. But this family wants you to be able to be intentional about who you are in Christ. And so that's the Home Point Center that's right outside the doors. Now, if you'll see this work, oh, I have a pointer. I don't have to go up there. All this handiwork here, let me back up one. All of this, oh, let me get my, one more, maybe. There you go. All this flat board that is up here, can I tell them who did it? Alan, is that all right with you? All right. Pam and Alan hung that for us. And so praise God for servants who work and servants who do. And, you know, Alan and I were discussing, there's a seam over here somewhere. You can't see it up here. You can hardly see it out there. That's his cut. His cut was better than the factory's cut. So appreciate God's talent. And I'll quit talking now before I get in too much trouble. But what this is a resource center that will be available to all church members at any time. There we go. There are resources and other resources. We'll talk about them. Just showing you. One of the things, these are called Home Point Pointers. And there's everything in there under the sun. There's family finances, I hope to marry, intentional parenting. There's a single parenting. There's a... If you're married to somebody who is not a believer or has not become a Christian yet, there's resources for that, for blended families, for grandparenting. There are resources for grandparenting. Your grandparents in here? Oh, yeah. There's resources for you as well. For singles, there's resources for you as well. We want to make sure that we cover everyone and that we give you an opportunity to have some help given to you. So those are the pointers. Those are called Home Point Pointers. And then the next one are recipe cards. And those are out there. And those, by the way, all these will change from time to time. And so we have fresh things and fresh ideas. But you see here, when Brandon's thinking, man, got to think of a date night. I think he's out there somewhere. He's hearing me. When he's thinking, man, I've got to take Emily on a date. I just can't think what to do. Well, he could just walk mosey on by the Home Point Center, and here's a marriage date night recipe card. Has tells you the best use, the nutritional value, advanced preparation, and what to do during the date. And the backside as well, I think it shows the backside as well. Here's the inside of the pointer. It gives some practical ideas. Here's some step about family finances. And on the back side of the pointer, there's some going further resources. Out on the shelves, there are books. And in our library, this one, No Debt, No Sweat, we have that available for checkout in the library. For the books that are available, they're available for purchase. Now, let me qualify this with you. If you see something that you need and you absolutely don't have the funds to be able to purchase the book, I want you to go ahead and take the book. And we'll find somebody in the church who will replenish that book. And so it also gives some additional resources down here. Each one, some of them are the same and some of them are different. Here's the back, front and back side of the a recipe card. This one's for young children. Parenting picture, bedtime blessing, best use, nutritional value, advanced preparation, and tells you how to serve it up. How about that? I mean, it is a full resource to figure out how to do something with my children. You want to be intentional? Grab one of these with your children and figure something out with them. Let me go one more. Here are some of the books that are available for. These are two that are available out there from Dave Ramsey for your own finances and for your children's finances as well. I need to click. There's some more. I mean, some really cool things. I mean, look at that one says, "Yes, your teen is crazy." So you're not necessarily out of touch with reality. Your teen really could be crazy. But there's even one about parenting hacks. 134 genius shortcuts for life with kids. I wish I would have had something like this. I mean, can you think of putting a laundry basket in the bathtub? I mean, we thought we were going to kill our child and drown them because we put them in the bathtub, and we were always eyes on making sure they didn't fall. What a genius thing to put a laundry basket, plastic, in the bathtub with your kid to help them have a smaller bathtub. There are resources about the Smart Step family. How cool is that if you're dealing with a blended family? And so a lot of resources, and those will grow as well. But those are made for your benefit. A lot of different resources. This one right here, this little thin one, it says, "Someone I Love Died." And what it is, it's a book to read to your children when they've experienced loss of somebody that is close to them. Anyways, those are available out there. And so what you do, if you find a resource that you like, and you don't have to buy a resource, but if you find a resource you like, you take the envelope that's in front of, every book has a envelope in front of it. It's got the name of the book and a dollar amount. You just take your money, put it in there, and put it in this basket that's out there on the table. If you don't have the funds to be able to purchase that book, like I said, I want you to go ahead and take it. But remember to take that envelope out and put it in anyway. That way we know to restock that particular book. And so that is Home Point. So from a ministry staff and from your elders, from your shepherds, what we want you to know as a church family is that we are going to be proactive in helping you become intentional about raising your children, about living your life, about your marriage, about being single, about being grandparents. There's resources out there about caring for aged loved ones. There's all sorts of resources that we will make available. And now this Home Point Center, this is one part of many for the Home Point Ministry. But what we're going to do is we're going to launch this today. And the Home Point Center, we're going to give that a couple of weeks to brew so you can look at it and take advantage of it. And then we'll institute another part of it here in a couple of weeks. Doug and I will be doing campaigns periodically through the year. campaigns that will involve material from the Home Point Center. But I encourage you to make full use of that, to take as much as you want from that, and to be intentional with your family. And so I want to make this invitation to our family, is that you be involved, that you be involved in your family, you be involved if you're single, in your life in Christ, and that you be intentional about that, that you be intentional about finding God in this ministry. And we will help you do that. We will have, like I said, the campaigns. We will have a campaign about the home, about how to bless each other in your home. We will have a campaign about prayer and praying and how to pray. Guys, we'll have campaigns about men, about us guys that God has intended to be the spiritual leaders in the household. And we will have campaigns about being connected with your kids, being disconnected from this thing, disconnecting from this and connecting back to your family. And all that will take place under the umbrella of the Home Point ministry. So when I say this is a ministry, I mean this is a ministry that God will bless, that we believe that God will honor. And I appreciate your shepherds, our shepherds, so much, our elders, so much for being willing to take the time. And there's been lots of discussion about this. There's been a lot of prayer about this. There's been some resources that have been put towards this, and I appreciate so much the shepherds allowing us to do this ministry. I believe it will pay off. I believe it will pay off because we will be intentional, and we will see the fruit of our labor. So it's unveiled out there. Take your time. Look at it anytime. There's, like I said, any number of topics from marriage to and your marriage might be good one week, and it might not be the next week, so you'll pick up the one that says difficult marriage. Your kids might be good for a whole month, and then they're rotten for a week or two. And so you might pick up the difficult teen pointer, and so it helps you kind of guide you through the way. And there's all sorts of topics that are available out there. I encourage all of us to take a peek at some point and to look at that. If you have questions, I'll be out there, and I can answer questions towards the ministry. But this year, let's be intentional in our prayer life, our reading the word, and our lives together as families, individuals, as a church family. And let's watch what God does through us. Let's pray together. I want to invite you to do something. If you can't, don't worry about it. If you can, I want to ask you to get on a knee. If you can't, just lean towards the pew in front of you and lean towards that. I want us to get on our knees. If you can't, do not just lean towards the pew. And I want us to take a moment on our knees before God and ask Him to bless us in this new year and in this ministry. Let's pray. Father, into your hands we commit our souls. Into your hands we commit this year, every day, our homes, our children, ourselves, our parents, our children, this church. Father, I pray as we commit this ministry to you, I know you hear us, Father. And I pray that you will swoop down and you will change lives. Not because of some name of a ministry, but the intentional hearts of your people. Forgive us, Father, for being lazy. Forgive us for the times in which we're not intentional. Father, help us continue to grow and bless us as you have for so long. Thank you for this body. Father, you have done wonderful things. Continue to grow us, to help us, and to make us yours. Father, we give this to you in your name, in your Son's name, believing in faith, without a doubt, that you will bless. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, I told you I was getting old. It's a little harder than it used to be. Can we pray for you? Can we lift you up before God? Is there anybody who needs to start this year by being washed, by being baptized into Jesus Christ? By having your sins, what a way to start a year. Maybe you're the one that's been waiting. Maybe you're the one that's been holding on. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you give your life to God. In a moment, Wayne's going to lead us in a song. I want to invite you to come down front if you need to give your life to Christ. Maybe there's somebody just waiting. This is the moment. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. This is it. This is the time. Afterwards, there'll be some elders at the doors. Make sure you grab Doug or I if you need prayers, if you need lifted up, if you have any questions. But if you need Him right now, if we need to surround you in prayer, I ask that you come as we stand and sing.